weekend. So it's Wise FM Lunch on a Friday. We're finding out, where are they now? If you follow us on social media, you'll have a good idea of exactly who we're chatting to on the show today. It's been such a long time. We've been hearing some new music of late, actually, but we'll get to hear from her herself. Joining us on Wise FM Lunch is the one and only Fifi Cooper.
Hello, 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 hello.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
We all good to say kimunati.
Umunatine, Fifi. You know what? It's so good to connect with you, especially on a Friday. We see you releasing new music. So you've made a major comeback. It must have been, or it's going to be a very busy festive season for you this year, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's going to be a hectic one. I'm also excited, you know, that finally we're about to drop a single and the people have been waiting for it, man. So it's going to be really great.
You know what? I started to come a fellow long. So we want to find out where have you been? Where have you been? It's been a while. We need an explanation and make it valid, my sister.
I mean, come on, you know, Fifi Cooper is not only an artist right now, obviously, you know, CEO of Mo Cooper Records.
Chesa.
So, you know, I've been more focused on, you know, also learning the business side of things.
Yeah.
But besides that, I've been working on my album, which is like going to be dropping early next year as well. So, kiting, man.
So, are you going to be dabbling in both now, as now a manager and CEO and a rapper / musician and entertainer? Are you handling everything all at once leading to the end of the year 2024?
Yeah, no, obviously handling the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously I've learned a lot. I've been in the industry, you know, since 2010. So,
yeah.
It's been quite a while, gilly in the game. So obviously it was kind of important for me to learn the business side of things and, you know, handle things my way, handle things myself. You know?
We also want to know, where are your awards? Where? Now, go in a Saha Award winner, you're a Satma Award winner, you won an award with that other radio station. Where do you stash your awards?
Let me tell you, my awards are still, you know, with my previous record label. It's a whole process of, you know, getting them back. But I think everybody knows that I am a multi-award winning artist.
Uh-huh.
One day, obviously, you know, I'll have a conversation with them and, you know, try and get them back.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to tell her one day we'll talk about it. I want to talk about it now, Fifi. Fifi, how do you feel though? So you don't have, you're not allowed to keep your awards. You're saying they're with your previous record company. Are they refusing to give you these awards?
Yeah, they are refusing.
Whatever.
They are refusing. Yeah, but you know, obviously, you know, gonna make duplicates and, you know, have them as well.
No, man, we need you to have the original. We hope they release them and give it to you. I mean, you deserve those awards. They should be yours. Come on now. Come on.
You know, I don't want to... I don't want to get into that.
Okay, I hear you. I want to embarrass you a little bit, and I want you to be honest about this one. You know, when I made my very first radio demo, and I think I told you, what were you doing? Many years ago, there's a line I remember you rapped in a song. Like tamati so. What was that, Fifi?
So.
What?
Repila net so. Net so. Cute. Sell like tamati so. So.
Is there a lyric that you've written or done in a song that you feel totally embarrassed about? Or do you reflect and go, but that was not too bad?
Not really, hey. I would say maybe one of the few songs that you'd be reeling when I was still, you know, new in the industry. When I listen to some of the tracks now, I feel like, what are you doing? You know? But, I mean, obviously, you know, I was kind of starting off, and now with the experience, you know, the raps are better, the rhymes are better, the pen is better.
Listen. Future collaborations. We see you collaborating with Luan Lunkulu. Are collaborations your thing now going forward, Fifi?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like go botlhokwa as the artisting gore re kopane and re be creative ka fela, because I believe that, you know, go botoka go kopantsha two different, you know, talented people. Gore re gole re godisane le rona, you know, as the artist. I know with Lwandlunkulu, I'm gaining a lot, you know, from Devon side already. Lene, she's gaining a lot from, you know, Mafikeng, Motswako, you know, people. So for me, it's very important. With the album, definitely I've worked with, you know, Mlindo. I've worked with Maraza. MT is also on it. Todi Mekwamorafi.
Nice.
The list is endless. But yeah, I love collabs, you know.
I feel as though no one is representing Motswako rap, especially at the moment. I don't know if I'm missing anyone. Oh, Barkemang, Barkemang. When I be like, I'm
Levan. Madlera Dope Boy is actually a Motswako rapper.
Kemang, oh?
Madlera Dope Boy.
Oh, Madlera, yes. That's the one. I was told about him not so long ago. He's doing big, big things. Yes. But he needs somebody else, man. There used to be this whole nation, this whole movement, Dem Motswako. We need that to be back. And we're not stop taking breaks, Vivi. Just stay in the game. Okay?
We are actually working on a Motswako, you know, tape.
Yeah.
Little Grootmani, Bokuli, Mulimi, Duxi, Todi Mac,
yeah.
KG. So we are working on a tape that we are going to be dropping next year. It's also like a Mufftown Heights tape. So
nice.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be dope. And I know that the people have been waiting, you know, but you know, so we want to take them back, you know, back to the days, the olden days, where the Grootmani were really like doing their thing. And yeah, I'm just so excited about that as well.
Nice, nice. Looking forward to this one. I'm giving you 6 years from now. What are you doing 6 years from now?
Six years from now, oh my gosh, I feel like by then
you have your awards, number one.
I want to do a live concert,
nice.
One woman show, nice. Stadium vibe, that's what I want to do in the near future. You know, your family, I have two kids now, so yay. Who knows, maybe in 6 years, you know, I'll be married, but obviously, going forward, we're bossing up, you know, investing. Re khone go ruta le batho ba leng gore di artists tse di tlang ko morago, to know how to feed themselves, go ntle ga music, because depending on music alone, it will leave you o tshwere ke tsala, because sometimes the gigi ha di itse, you know, the royalties that is every day. So I want to be able to, you know, have my own, you know, companies different from like music, you know, ke own the restaurant, the mole le mole, and just, you know, yeah, be making money besides just, you know, the music. So that's where I want to see myself in the near future.
Please throw in a documentary, Nyana, you know, in those 6 years, maybe 10 years from now, you know, just throw it in there.
Child.
You see?
Yeah.
You see?
You know.
It needs to happen. It definitely must happen. You actually answered my next question, which would have been with the years you've had more industry in your music. There's been like a couple of lessons to learn and experiences you've had that you would hate for the next person to go through, because now you've experienced it. And it's only fair to share and impart the knowledge that you have earned within the industry. What would those be? Lessons learned within the entertainment industry or music industry that you are in right now?
I think a lot of, you know, artists, especially upcoming artists, they are so hungry for the game that they don't look at the most important things like the contract. And one thing that you need to know is make sure that whatever contract that you get, make sure you understand it 150%. Because you know what, including myself, where they found themselves fighting with the record label, when it's time for them to spread their wings and, you know, be on their own. So first thing, make sure that whatever you sign, you understand and you know what you're getting yourself into. Mm-hmm. And to the young ladies also, it's a male-dominated industry. I know there will be a lot of people when they need to help you, they would want to sleep with you. No. If someone has to spend a lot because of your talent, on to the next one, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't have to give yourself to people because they are taking away your power. you know. So just hustle. Be patient. Just know that everything happens for a reason. And pray, and you know, always be humble. Yeah, that's all I can say to my people.
Oh, that is enough. Fifi Cooper on Rise FM Lunch joining us on the line. Tell me about your experience recording this song. No Luan Dlunkulu Ngeke. I'm about to play the song. We're playlisting it actually here on Rise FM. Were you guys at some point in a studio together? Because Nina says that in technology, Lina kiri the recorder. Were you ever in the same studio?
I don't like that. I like being in studio with whoever that I work with, right, so we can feed it from each other's energies. Mm. Exactly. Loa is the first, you know, lady of Nkabi Records. I'm the first lady of Motswako. Two powerhouses together. Yeah. Definitely. It was absolutely beautiful. She's nice. So talented. And you know what? We just had fun. Yeah. And I can comfortably say, you know, Njeke is definitely, you know, one of my favorite songs. And yeah, I know, you know, the people will enjoy it, definitely.
Thank you so much, Fifi Cooper. It was a lot of fun catching up with you. We'll catch up with you again before the 6 years we spoke about, just to find out how far you are. But we appreciate your time so much. Thank you for coming back to the industry. We've missed you so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the love.
And say hi to the babies.
I will definitely.
Take care. Fifi Cooper on Rise FM Lunch. Here she is teaming up with Luan Dlunkulu, a brand new one.